from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. All right, let's get a couple of news and notes out of the way before we start talking about the Kansas City Royals. Number one, the phone line has changed. We have a new number. So the number that you were using yesterday and the day before and last year during the Super Bowl run, it does not work anymore. The new number is 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. So delete the old number, update the new number, lock it in. If you want to send a text to make sure that you're texting the right number, I will do my best to reply to as many people as I can. I just want to give you all the tools to interact with the show because I appreciate you. The second thing is, if you want to sign up for Survivor, 965thedrive@gmail.com. Email that. You're going to get a bounce back email that's going to give you all the information of how to sign up for Survivor. You have from now until the Thursday of Chiefs and Ravens to sign up. So you don't have to do it right now. Maybe you're driving. Remember what I told you, 965thedrive@gmail.com, and then do it later or tomorrow. I don't care when you do it. Just make sure you get your sign up and make sure you get your vote in, your pick, before the Chiefs play the Ravens. As long as you do that, you will be fine. You will be eligible to win all the prizes. It will be great. It will be fantastic. This is where I would like to start today's show. I went to the game yesterday. We had 96.5 The Fan Day or 610. I don't know what it was, but they had us out there yesterday. And it was actually really, really cool. I had never been. So for those of you that have been to Kauffman Stadium, in right field where Rivals is, they have a little blue moon party porch situation. So we got to go up there. They gave us these wristbands. It was all you can eat, all you could drink. We had a great view. It was actually a really, really fun time. So we're up there, we're hanging out, and we're just, you know, vibing. While this is happening, someone comes up to me. It was like friends and family. Someone comes up to me and says, "Are you surprised at how many people are here at the game?" And I kind of looked at the crowd there, and there wasn't a whole lot of people at the game. I was like, "Oh, no, not really." So earlier today, when I started getting ready for the show, because I remember this was a big deal a decade ago, I typed in Ned Yost attendance because if you remember, Ned Yost sort of called out the fans in August for not going to the games. I was really curious, like how many people were at the game, or what, when was it, all of this. So I Googled it. I found a column from Sam Mellinger. This is August 27th of 2014, so almost a decade ago. Sam Mellinger wrote this column, and the headline of it says, on a glorious night for the Royals, Ned Yost manages to dump on the fans. It is funny to me now thinking back to it, and I love Sam Mellinger. Shout out to him. He has now become the PR director for the Kansas City Royals, so time is really a flat circle. In this story, listen to this, and tell me if this doesn't sound like yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. It is the most dramatic win of a spectacular season so far. The kind of moment that you'll remember in 5 weeks if this thing heads into the playoffs. And then, dang it, if manager Ned Yost didn't take away from the whole thing with a clumsy, misguided, insulting, and out-of-touch whine about how only 13,847 people showed up on a school and work night with temperatures into the 90s. Does that not sound like yesterday, minus the complaining part? And then he goes on to explain, quote, we're in a pennant race. We've been working on trying to build this team over the last 3 or 4 years to put ourselves in a position where we can contend for a championship. Not only the division, but we want to contend for a world championship. It is really, really important that we have our fans behind us here at the stadium. I know it's a school night, but I've been through this before in Atlanta, and that place was packed at the end of August and September, and I really saw the fans get into it. I know there's different things that you can do. You can watch on the internet, on TV, but there's a real need for our fans to be a part of this. We had a great crowd last night, and I was kind of hoping that we'd have another great crowd tonight, and we really didn't. Now, I was still working here. It was a different radio station back then, but I was still working here. And I remember, boy, were you guys mad at Ned Yost for saying that. How dare he say that? The Royals have been bad for so long. I have all these things to go. I'm not here to browbeat you about going to the games. I'm not. I understand that with inflation and cost of things going up and school just started for a lot of people on both sides of the state line, maybe you plan on going out there this weekend against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm not here to browbeat you about why you're not going to the games. I would like to point out, I guess, maybe two things, though. Number one, there were 10 cities that hosted Major League Baseball games yesterday. 7 of them got at least 20,000 people out at the ballpark. The only ones that didn't yesterday was Kansas City, Miami, and Oakland. Now, 2 of those cities have completely given up on their baseball teams. Oakland gave up on their baseball team like 3 years ago. They just don't have any interest in going to the game. And Miami is maybe the worst major sports city in the country. Honestly, it might be the worst in the entire country. Every other one got at least 20,000. Now, some of those are just much bigger markets than Kansas City. I mean, the Dodgers were at home yesterday. Nobody's saying that you're going to outdraw the Dodgers. Texas was at home yesterday. The Mets were at home yesterday. So I'm not saying that you need to be on that level. I'm not here begging you to go to the games. What I am saying, though, is something really special is happening out at Kauffman Stadium, and I don't want you to miss it. Something really cool is happening. The Royals are in the middle of the greatest turnaround in baseball history. Think about how long they've been playing baseball. Seriously, think about how long they've been doing this thing. They've been playing baseball for over 100 years. There has never been a team that in one offseason that has potentially turned things around to the point that the Royals have. The Royals won 56 games last year. They're currently 15 games over 500, and they're playing in your hometown today for pretty cheap to go to the games. It's like $10 to go to the games. Maybe you plan on going out there this weekend against the Phillies. Maybe you plan on waiting until Labor Day weekend when they play the Cleveland Guardians. I don't know when you plan on going, if you plan on going at all. What I am saying is, something really cool is happening in our city, and more people should know, and more people should want to be a part of it than was out there yesterday. Yesterday felt like a Tuesday in April. It was no crowd. It was no buzz. It was no enthusiasm. It was just people outside on a nice night watching baseball. And again, I get it. There's a lot of different things going on. There's a lot of different things that are competing for your entertainment dollar. Maybe you chose to watch the game at home yesterday. I'm simply asking you, the Royals have 17 home games left. It's almost over. They might not get a home playoff game if they get the third wild card, I guess they could win the series, but they might not get a home playoff game. You owe it to yourself as a sports fan to go out there for one of these remaining 17 games. So whether it's tonight when they're giving away a jersey and it's dollar hot dogs, maybe you plan on going this weekend when maybe the best team in Major League Baseball is going to be here, the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, after this, after these next two games that the Royals have, after these next two, every single home game they have left the rest of the season really, really matters. And them winning or losing that game is possibly the difference between them winning the division and possibly missing the playoffs altogether. So they have two games of remaining against the Angels. They then have three games against the Phillies. They then come back for Labor Day week. So on Labor Day, they play the Guardians. They play them that whole week. They then have a weekend series against the Twins. So, I mean, you're talking about one of the biggest sport weekends in Kansas City. If you're factoring in the Royals, so the Chiefs obviously had AFC championship games, etc. The biggest week in Kansas City in September in a really, really long time. Think about it. Labor Day is on Monday, and the Royals are playing the Guardians. They will be either in the lead in the division or well within striking distance to win the division. Thursday night is Chiefs and Ravens, so they hang their banner, they get the championship, all of those things. And then they have a Friday series against the Minnesota Twins. So we are talking about a three-game series against a team that's currently in first place. You play what could be the biggest rival to the Kansas City Chiefs and the team they play in the AFC championship game and the defending NFL MVP. And then that weekend, a team in Minnesota, and you know their fans are going to travel down here to watch them play, and they play the team that's directly ahead of them in the second wild card spot and in their division. You don't get a much more important week of sports in Kansas City than the one that we're going to have here in a couple of weeks. So I'm just saying, try to find some time in your busy schedule to go out there. I don't care if it's tonight. I don't care if you go out there Saturday. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to this baseball team. You owe it to the organization because you call in, you text in, you're mad when they don't spend money and put a quality product on the field. They have put a quality product on the field. They have done exactly what a fan base would want their organization to do. They heard you. They responded, and they have a chance to make the postseason. This is one of the five best Royal seasons in the last 30 years. They shouldn't be bottom five in attendance. They shouldn't be. And barely above Miami and Oakland, two teams that have completely given up on their baseball team. Completely given up. So, again, I'm not here to Ned Yost got crushed for getting on you guys about it. And maybe you guys are mad at my opinion on this. That's perfectly fine. But the parallels between this team and the 2014 team, there are so many that are there. Down from the fact that it just came completely out of nowhere, and this team more so than 2014 because they had a good year in 2013, right down to in late August in 2014, people still weren't bought in. This was on August 27th. And they got less than 15,000 people out at the ballpark. Little did we know that 6 weeks later, it was going to be the hottest ticket in town. It did. It changed really, really quickly. I think this team has some really, really special qualities. And if they get good pitching and if they can find any consistency in the bullpen, you can't tell me that they can't beat Cleveland in a five-game series. You can't tell me that they can't beat the Orioles in a three-game series. Baseball is just weird that way. It is funny. If there's any city that should know, just make it to the dance and then you roll the dice and see what happens. It should be this one. This team has a lot of the same characteristics as that 2014 team.
To continue the characteristics, literally on this day in 2014, they were 70-55 babe, before they played the Rockies later that day. So they literally had the same record at this point in the year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Here. They had the exact same record.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, are you forgetting the vote that occurred earlier and the loss of faith that occurred? I say this as somebody who lives in Jackson County and voted yes. Bro, if that vote that happened in April is still keeping you from going to the ballpark, I just don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Bro, they lost. There was a story in the Star last week that they want to move to Crown Center. If that vote is what's keeping you away from going to the Royals game, I just don't know what else they can do at this point. Like, I would say then you are finding reasons to be upset with the Kansas City Royals if that's what's keeping you away from the park. The Royals have never threatened to leave. Never threatened to leave. You remember, and I was part of it too. Hey, what about Nashville? Josh, they have not mentioned Nashville. They've never, ever put another city against you. So it's not like they're trying to play on that string. They either are moving to Kansas, which a lot of you live in Kansas, or they're moving to downtown Kansas City, a place that you've probably been in the last 90 days in some capacity. If that vote is what is stopping you from going out to the ballpark, that's stupid. I'm sorry. I hate to use that term. That's stupid. I understand that feeling in April, you being disappointed with the Royals and how things handled it. Man, John Sherman ain't even doing nothing right now. When's the last time you saw John Sherman? I ain't even seen the man. He's not bothering anybody. Man, go out there and watch the baseball game and mind your own business. I say, that's crazy to me. That doesn't even make any sense to me. I'm still mad about the vote. Bro, that happened three... Look, I'll tell you guys this. It ain't stopping y'all from going to them Chiefs games. It certainly ain't stopping y'all from doing that. The Chiefs are on that same vote. That same vote. And y'all can't wait to go to the game here in a couple of weeks. Every time I click on the Star, they have a new parking policy. That ain't stopping y'all from doing nothing with the other team. But now with the Royals, you can't go out there for the $5 ticket sale because you're mad about the vote. Nah, I'm not buying this nonsense. Doesn't make any stupid to me. It's silly to me. All right, I want to play one thing for you guys. Let's do talk a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs. Bill Belichick was on Pat McAfee's show. Bill Belichick, he thinks the Chiefs have a chance to three-peat.
I think the bigger issues are going to be on defense. They couldn't turn the ball over. Look, they played very, very well in the playoffs, so that's where it counts, and that's the most important thing. But overall, as a team, run defense, turnovers, I think that's an area that they're going to want to improve in. And I just think it's going to be tough this year. They're a good team, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I just think this third year for it all to fall into place 3 years in a row is tough. I think if anybody can do it, it's probably Kansas City, but it won't be easy. It won't be easy.
So that was Bill Belichick. He was on the Pat McAfee show a couple of days ago. Real quick thought about this. Real quick thought. I'm picking the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl because who else are you going to pick in the AFC? After last year, and the fact that that Chiefs team won the Super Bowl is, I know it sounds crazy, last year's Chiefs team is probably one of like the five most improbable Super Bowl winners in the last 20 years. That was a very average Chiefs team for 2 months. They were 500 the last 8 games of the season. They were 17th in offense. How did that team win the Super Bowl? It's still mind-blowing to me. I can't pick Baltimore. I can't pick the Chargers. I can't pick Houston. I can't pick Cincinnati. I can't pick any of these other teams. It just, I don't even know what the argument is. I don't even understand the logic of how you can pick these other teams heading into the season. Sure, something could happen. Injury could happen. A team's better than we think. But heading into the year, I do not know the case for you to make over picking another AFC team over the Chiefs. It's not logical to me. So one side of my brain is telling me that. Pick the Chiefs, pick the Chiefs, pick the Chiefs. It is by far and away the best thing that you can do. The other side of my brain is telling me, and this may be the hating side, hey, nobody's ever done this before. And then when I think more about it, over the course of the last 6 years, everything we have told the Chiefs they can't do, they've done. You can't win the Super Bowl after you trade the best wide receiver in the NFL. Look at what it's going to mean to your offense. They won the Super Bowl the next year. Oh, well, you can't come back down double digits heading into the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. They did. Everything that we have told the Chiefs no, they have came back with a pretty resounding yes every single time. I would say that this season, they are heading into the biggest no in the history of the NFL. No one has ever done this before. There's been a team that's come down double digits in the Super Bowl. There's been a team that went 14-3 and won the Super Bowl. So far, everything that they have done, somebody else has done. Now, there's not a lot of teams that have accomplished what they've accomplished, but you guys get what I'm saying. Everything that the Chiefs have done, the 90s Cowboys have done. Everything that the Chiefs have done that the 49ers did in the 80s or the Patriots did in the early 2000s. Every single thing they've accomplished, except one. Can you win 3 in a row? That's what can separate you from all of those teams. Right now, you're in the same class picture as them. Now, it's a very limited amount of teams that can have this conversation, so don't get that part confused. There's 5 teams in the 100-year history of the NFL that can even have the conversation that we are having right now. If the Chiefs win this Super Bowl, it will be the greatest accomplishment in the history of the NFL. The greatest accomplishment. Brady never did this. Joe Montana never did this. Elway never did this. Any player, any team, any coach, anyone you can think of, they've never been able to win 3 in a row. So on one side, I can give you a bunch of reasons on why they can. They have the best quarterback. They have the best coach. I think they have a top 8 defense this year in the National Football League. I think their offense is going to bounce back and they're going to go back to being top 10. I like their wide receiver room more than I liked yesterday. I think they've figured out how to manage Travis Kelce's health a little bit better now that they've gone through it for a season and him declining a little bit. I think the Chiefs are a much better team than they were even at the end of the season. The only argument to me for no is just simply history, and nobody's ever done it before. That's it. I can't find another reason. What else is there to not like about this team? Sure, you got questions. I want to see what the secondary looks like, replacing L'Jarius Sneed. What if an injury happens? I mean, these are normal questions that every team in the NFL has to offer. But if we have seen one team that consistently comes up with a solution to all of these problems, it's the Chiefs. So maybe the Chiefs don't go to the Super Bowl. Maybe they don't win the Super Bowl. I do think we know this. It is going to take an historic effort to eliminate them. That's what it will take. If you were going to beat Kansas City, it will take Kansas City either playing their worst, like they did against Cincinnati a couple years ago, or you better have Tom Brady, or your quarterback better play a near perfect, near flawless, you better play an A-plus brand of football. Because if you play less than that, you are going to lose. You are going to lose. If you play an A-minus game against this team in the postseason, you will lose. If you play a regular A game, you are going to lose. We've seen some teams play really well. Philadelphia played really well against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I thought San Francisco last year played really well. Game went to overtime. We have seen incredible efforts against the Chiefs. It's never enough. If you beat the Chiefs this year, it is going to take either a significant injury to them, which it's football, something can happen. Either takes a significant injury to them or you better play out of your mind. Think about what it took to eliminate Brady. The best team we ever saw. Think about what it took to eliminate Brady. You needed a Hall of Fame edge rusher and you needed maybe the greatest single play in the history of the NFL to do it. I think it's going to be something like that if you're going to beat the Chiefs this year. We're looking at a team that just doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. And that's just not what you usually say about an NFL team. And even then, you even think about it. Think about the other teams that you even think are in contention of that conversation. Like San Francisco is probably the second best team in the league, right? People would say that. Their number one wide receiver has not practiced so far this summer, and their left tackle, who's the best offensive lineman in the NFL, he is not around. He has not been around the team. At least Ayuk is around the team. Trent Williams hasn't even been there. You can poke holes in every other team in the NFL. I just don't know what holes you would poke in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is the NFL this year going to be like baseball is this year, where there just isn't truly one dominant team and it's going to be a really close race to the end? Like, there isn't going to be that one team that's clearly better than everybody else, except maybe Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL, so something always emerges. I mean, everybody's really high on Houston. Let's see if Houston can emerge and take that next step. Somebody's going to emerge out of the AFC North, I think, is a pretty viable contender. Last year, that team was the Ravens. 2 years ago, that team was Cincinnati. So, I mean, there's always going to be a contender that pops up. And let's also see how the NFC shakes out. I think that Green Bay is poised to take a really big step forward. Like, the way people feel about Houston coming into this year, that's the way I feel about Green Bay. I think that Jordan Love is going to take a pretty big step forward. So out of their top six pass catchers from last year, all of them are back. All of them were under the age of 25 last year. So, I mean, I guess I'll give you guys a little bit of preview. My one seed in the NFC is going to be Green Bay. I think Green Bay is going to take a pretty big step forward. So we'll see who the challengers emerge over the course of the season. But again, if you are going to beat Kansas City, it is going to take a Herculean type effort, I think, in order for you to knock this team out. I look at this team right now, best quarterback in the league, top five offensive line, capable run game, wide receiver room drastically improved from last season, a top three tight end in the league, a top five defense in the league. It's really hard to poke holes and find what you don't like about the Kansas City Chiefs. Really, really difficult this upcoming season. We can get back to the Royals coming up on the other side. Plus, we'll talk a little bit of Chiefs as well. Dave Tobe spoke and gave his possibilities on who could be the new kick returner for the Chiefs. I'll tell you the possible options and what that means for one player on the team. I'll tell you that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Let me give you guys a couple of housekeeping notes before we move forward. We have a new phone number. The old phone number does not work. So if you were texting the old one, no one is reading that. You were just talking into the ether. This is the new number. 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. So lock it in, save it. You can text in right now. I'll try to reply back, let you know that you got the right number, and we can move forward as such. I also want to tell you that if you want to participate in Survivor this year, what you need to do is email 965thedrive@gmail.com. You email that, you'll get a bounce back email. I will give you all the information about Survivor. Sign up, have fun. It is free. It will tell you the prizes, everything you need to know about signing up for Survivor this year. The reason I'm pushing this is you guys love to be sports gurus on the text line. You guys know, you guys have everybody's record picked out. You know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. There is only one contest that we have every year for you to prove it. Don't tell me. sign up for Survivor and showcase your superior NFL knowledge. It's free, and you get something for winning. There's not a better deal out there than the one that we're offering here on The Drive. So 965thedrive@gmail.com. I look forward to chatting with you guys on Survivor this year. I'm looking forward to it. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, before we sign off for the day, I want to read to you guys a tweet. This tweet comes from Matt Derrick. Shout out to Matt Derrick. So this tweet says that earlier today, Dave Tobe was talking. And Dave Tobe mentioned four names of people that could be on the kickoff. He named Mecole Hardman. I think we all knew that. The other names were Nico Remigio, Carson Steele, and Denarik Prince. And he specifically said that he would be pounding the table for Nico Remigio when it comes time to narrow the roster down to the 53-man roster. I read a lot of those Chiefs projected rosters. I find them interesting to me. They're my version of mock drafts. You know, the way you guys love mock drafts, I'm not that into them. I love the roster cut down. This comment from Dave Tobe, you have to include him on your 53-man roster. We know who their six wide receivers are now. The question is, are they going to keep a seventh? They're not keeping eight. That means a wide receiver that you like or they used to like is off the team. They're six. As of now, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Mecole Hardman, Justin Watson, Nico Remigio. And then I'm looking at, all right, I mean, who else is on this team now? Are they going to put Hollywood Brown on the pup list at the very beginning of the season to open up a roster space, or are they just going to carry the fact that they only have 52 guys for the first couple of games of the season? But I think you have to put Nico on the team. Out of that remaining group, I think that Justin Ross has proven himself to be the best out of that group. Justin Ross has more upside than what Kadarius Toney has at this point. I don't know what upside Sky Moore has anymore on this team. Now, I'd be a little bit surprised if they cut Sky Moore. He was a second-round pick. He's heading into year three. You have greatly reduced his role on the team. Doesn't really cause any problems. I'm fine if they keep him. You guys know at this point where my stance is on Kadarius Toney. I want him gone. I want him off the team. He does not help this team. He is more trouble than he is worth. The juice ain't worth a squeeze at this point with Kadarius Toney. And today, when Dave Tobe mentions potential kick returners, I would say the one value that you think Kadarius Toney has is in special teams, as a kick or a punt returner. The fact that four names were mentioned and he was not one of those names, and then the special teams coach goes out of his way to tell you, I'm going to fight for someone at Kadarius Toney's position to make the team, should tell you everything you need to know about where they are right now with Sky Moore and where they are with Kadarius Toney. There still might be a way to salvage this Sky Moore thing where he can be a somewhat productive wide receiver in the league. I don't think that's possible anymore with Kadarius Toney. It's happened in two spots now. It didn't work for the Giants, and we blame the Giants because all they have Daniel Jones. Look at their head coach. Kadarius Toney couldn't make it work with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, and all the available playing time in the world last year at wide receiver. If you can't make it work in that scenario in your third season, tell me what scenario that you can make it worth. I'm done with them. I don't want Kadarius Toney on the team. I want him to be cut coming up in, 8 days when they make the cut.
I mean, isn't the wide receiver room, even if they keep seven, right, and Kadarius Toney is on there, what would be the point of keeping him? Because if you have the one role set aside for Remigio, you know that Patrick Mahomes doesn't trust him. Even if you're for some reason still believing in Kadarius Toney, there's no reason to keep him because he's just eating up a roster spot because the quarterback and the special teams guy don't believe in him. There is no room left on this roster, and he's only costing you $2 million a year. So if you cut him, you just eat the $2 million. That's nothing for an NFL cap hit, you know? So there's no point in having Kadarius Toney on this team anymore because he's just eating up a roster spot if you end up keeping him. Because remember, if you keep seven wide receivers, that means you're going to have to take something away from someone else. We talked earlier in the show about how the wide receiver room or the cornerback room, we aren't really sure who is that number two corner yet. It might be better to keep an extra cornerback in the room just to wait and see whoever figures out who's going to be that number two spot. The spot on the roster is more valuable going to another position.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, at this point, to me, it's just continuing to try to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. So I want to play two cuts before for you guys before we take a break. So Nate Taylor, he joined me in studio yesterday. He doesn't think that Tony's making the team either.
I'm highly disappointed that Kadarius Tony is healthy and didn't really get better as training camp in the preseason. It's not great, man. He's so talented, but I just think it's a wrap. I know the Chiefs are probably calling teams to be like, hey, 6th round pick, 7th round pick, pick swap. And I don't know if anybody's going to bite on that sort of trade offer, even though Kadarius is healthy and he's talented, but I don't think he's making this team.
I don't think he's making it either. One more cut I want to play for you guys. Here's another player that might not make this team. Nate thinks that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the roster bubble.
Say a prayer, y'all. I'm dead serious.
You
say
think he's done?
Say a prayer. He's going to have to – like, this is crazy. He's going to have to play on Thursday. Like, Andy Reid, we talked to him today before today's practice, and it was brought up. And Andy Reid said, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to make the team either. I want to be very mindful of what he has been dealing with off the field, and I give him a lot of credit for his courageousness and discussing it in a very open form. I honestly do. I give him all the credit in the world. In the end, this is a business, and it is about trying to field the best roster that you can possibly. Now, there are ways to manipulate the roster to give Clyde Edwards-Helaire a little bit more time and also be mindful of what he is potentially dealing with off the field. You could put him on the PUP list in the early part of the season and give him a month or however long he needs, and you just save that roster spot. And you just trust that the roster math is going to work out at some point. He said, you just trust the roster math is going to work. Guys get hurt over the course of the season. So what your roster looks like in week one, it's different in week five or week six. Somebody comes back from injury. Someone goes on to the IL. So it's, you can figure out a way to make this work with Clyde Edwards-Helaire if you really want to keep him on the team. I do think it's going to be a fight. He is not a lock to make this team. What has he done over the last 2 months that his roster spot is 100% reserved? He hasn't done anything. He's a backup running back in the league making no money. You got to fight for your roster spot just like everybody else. And when the camp star is at your position, yeah, that puts you at a little bit of a risk. It'd be different if Carson Steele was a defensive lineman and made this. No, the camp star, the rising name, is at running back, or if you want to make him a fullback. But are they going to keep 7 wide receivers, 4 tight ends, 3 running backs, plus a fullback? That math has to come from somewhere. Somebody is going to be upset because of how talented your roster is. Now, could you sneak a guy through and keep him on the practice squad and then call him up if something happens? Again, where there's a will, there's a way. You can make room for Clyde Edwards-Helaire if you really want to. And we'll find out here over the course of the next 10 days if they really, really want to. So the last preseason game is on Thursday. I think he's going to play a lot in that preseason game because of how his offseason has gone. And if he plays poorly, I would say that it is more likely than not that he is going to, or I guess more likely not than yes, on if he's going to make the team or not. So keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I appreciate you listening. Coming up on the other side, I want to tell you guys about a situation where keeping it real could be going wrong. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. It finally happened, y'all. Yes, we'll get back to very serious things on 96.5 The Fan. I still want you to sign up for Survivor. I still want you to text the number 913-586-7965. I still want you to do all of those things. J-Lo filed for divorce. It's official. She filed the paperwork earlier today. It's over. This is sad. I mean, if J-Lo and Ben Affleck can't make it, who can? I mean, I thought this was real love. I really did. You know, they had their time apart. They then got back together. They seemed happy. They seemed to be working it out. They seemed to be on the same page. I don't even know if I believe in love anymore. This has ruined my birthday. It really has. I was having a great day. You know, I wish Rob was here. Nothing against you, Quinn. You know, Rob's my guy. I wish Rob was here. Rob has COVID. I'm not going to see Rob. I'm off the rest of the week. I'm going to San Francisco to visit a dear friend of mine, so I'll be gone, you know, the rest of the week. But those are the last vacation days that I have planned for the rest of the year. I'm locked in this football season. I'm excited about 96.5 The Fan. I'm locked in this football season. You guys have me from the moment I get back until the Super Bowl. I'm here every day. But this has really put a damper on me. I don't even know how I can go eat after this. I had dinner plans after this. I don't even know how I can go to dinner. Bennifer, done? I got to watch enough today. I got to watch enough. I have to. This is sad. Bennifer. This is J-Lo's, for those of you that don't know, this was J-Lo's fourth marriage.
Oh, my God.
It's her fourth. She about to be on number five.
Okay, hold on. At this point, common denominator, right? Like, common denominator rules?
I mean, this has been second. So, I mean, that's why I thought this was the one. Golly, you've been married four times? Goodness
gracious. How many weddings, if you're a friend, has four weddings, okay? Pretty close friend. How many of those weddings are you going to?
J-Lo's? All of them.
No. I'm saying
I want to be in one of them.
You have a close friend, close personal friend. You're going to all of them. You're not
from
like
the block.
It's an old friend from high school. You get the invitation.
Hey, from the block. Someone said, "Where is Rob? Rob has COVID. That's why Rob is not here. Rob is fine. Rob's not fired. I know you guys always think that somebody's not here for 2 days. Where did they got fired? No, Rob's fine. Rob.
When I do KMBZ and I'm covering for Sam Stevie, the text line is just filled up. Did Sam get fired for the entire show? I'm sitting here running the show and I see the text line and it's just like, did Sam get fired?
No. If Rob is gone, I promise you guys will know. I can't. Rob would not. Rob being here is very important to me. So no, Rob, I would let you guys know if something had happened to Rob. And Rob would get like a send-off show. Like, oh, thanks. You know, you're doing something different with your life. I'd hope that's not the case, but I mean, you know, it's life. That's what happens. I don't even know how I can make it, man. I don't even know how I can move forward with this information. I might just watch a J-Lo movie tonight. I got to watch enough. I'm going to do an emergency podcast just for enough.
Get a nice bowl of popcorn.
I'm serious. I might just have to do another one, man. J-Lo and I got to, man. I'm doing an emergency podcast. I would like, you know what, for my birthday, I just want one thing from you guys. I guess two things. Actually, you know what? Three. I'm going to be greedy. I'm going to be like a genie. I'm going to get three wishes for my birthday. I'm 36 today. I would like three things. Number one, I want you to drink more water. That has been over the last month, starting on August 1st, I told myself I was going to drink more water and I was going to walk more. I'm getting old. I got to try to take care of my body. So I've been trying to do those two things. Drink more water. I have eliminated sugars from my diet. I haven't had soda all month. Now, it's tough. I love some lemonade. I love some Sprite. Drink more water. That's number one. Number two, I would like for you to subscribe to my podcast, Bad Movies, Worst Opinions. Just go on your Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Subscribe. That's all. That make me happy. But that's it. And number three, keep listening to 96.5 The Fan. Those are only three things I need. That's easy. I don't need a gift. Some people put their Cash App. I don't know. I'm not going to do your digital panhandling. No. If you do those three things, I'm happy. I'm fine. I don't need anything else. Maybe tonight watch one J-Lo movie. Just one J-Lo movie.
Just one?
Just one J-Lo movie. That would make me happy if you watched a singular J-Lo movie today. Before we get out of here, I would. Somebody said CDOT won't even let his guy get it. You had a question? My bad.
No, I was saying that
I'm sorry. I apologize.
If you had a friend from high school or a close friend, maybe a distant relative, and they had four weddings over their life. How many are you going to, or are you getting the invitation at the third one and just throwing it away?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm sorry for not answering your question. How close of a friend is this? Because that matters.
Right.
Are they somebody that would be in my wedding, or are they somebody else?
If it's a big enough wedding, they'd be there.
First two. I'm going to the first and the second one. I think you're allowed a mulligan. You're allowed a mulligan marriage. You're allowed a mulligan. You get a one do-over. We know enough people that have been married two separate times. I don't even... Marriage might start when you get divorced. That might be when it really starts. You get like a trial.
It's like a year off, you know, before college.
Yeah,
the first marriage is your year traveling around Europe.
You get one. Oh, man. Especially if you got married young. Like if you got married at 22 and then you got divorced at 26 and now you're getting married again at 31. Oh, it's not a big deal. That's okay. Whatever. That's fine. I don't care about that. That's fine. We are at the point now, Quinn. Well, I guess I'm at the point. I am at the point now that all my friends that got married at like 26 are back on the market now. Like, hey, it didn't work the way you thought it was going to work. You're happily ever after. It ended. Good luck to you. Oh, good luck. I don't even feel bad. You get married, you get divorced the first time. That's not a big deal. J-Lo's been divorced. This is her fourth divorce. It's crazy. Four? Let me ask you this. Do you think J-Lo gets married again before the next Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun today. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for all of your birthday wishes. I am out for the next 3 days, and when I get back, you have my word. I am not taking any more vacation. The Royals might make the postseason. The Chiefs might make another Super Bowl. I owe it to you guys to be here every single day to chronicle these events that are happening. And I think at some point between now and then, we'll find out where the Royal Stadium is going to be. I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.